Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Beau again. So today we are going to talk about Biden and Johnson and Pelosi and foreign policy. No, this isn't an old video. Pelosi has come back and made a statement that is probably going to cause some waves. And Johnson apparently engaged in something just before the aid package was voted on that it probably needs to be discussed. Okay, so we have talked about how the administration, the Biden administration, has indicated a possibility that they will engage in restricting aid from a specific Israeli military unit, one that has, according to the reporting, been credibly accused of crimes. Okay, one thing to note is that the administration is very careful in saying that these aren't sanctions. They're not sanctions. It's just a restriction. It's a rule. Apparently, Speaker Johnson has made a move and is attempting to make sure that this unit continues to get aid. The Republican Party is pushing forward and trying to make sure, regardless of the determination that state has made or whoever makes it, that they continue to get aid. At time of filming, you have reporting saying, well, now they're not going to do it. You have reporting saying they are going to do it. You have reporting saying that it hasn't really been announced whether or not it's going to happen yet. Given the wide range of reporting, I'm going to suggest that it hasn't been announced. So we don't know what is going to go on with that. Now, it's worth remembering that the discussion of it was key, because the discussion of it could lead to other things. There's going to be a video over on the other channel tomorrow morning that kind of goes into a similar concept dealing with the Kingdom of Dinovia. Okay, and now let's get to Pelosi. Speaking of Netanyahu, she said, I don't know whether he's afraid of peace, incapable of peace, or just doesn't want peace, but he's been an obstacle to the two-state solution. That is quite a statement, and it appeared to be paired with a call for him to resign. So, the other thing that we have here is another example of somebody pretty well connected to the administration's thinking, saying that the angle is to go for the two-state solution. You also have some conversations occurring within Israel among their ministers talking about the need to maybe bring in the coalition that helped defend Israel against the move by Iran as some kind of regional security force. So those are the developments. Right now, there's not a whole lot you can tell from it. The move by Johnson to ensure that the aid continues to go to that unit, that may also be taken a little bit out of context, because from what I understand, it occurred when he heard a rumor prior to voting on the aid. And the way it's described is that he reached out to the White House and was like, hey, whatever this is, it's not going to impact what we're voting on right now. And if it does, well, then we're going to intervene. It's important to understand that the White House could have said, no, it's not going to intervene, or it's not going to interfere with what you're voting on, and still do it. Because it doesn't actually interfere with what was specifically voted on. Again, this is a pretty dramatic step. So we're going to have to wait and see what actually occurs. But the conversations that were supposed to be prompted, they have been. We'll see where it goes from here. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.